The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When John the Baptist heard in prison of the works of the Christ, he sent his disciples to Jesus with this question: Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? Jesus said to them in reply, Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised. And the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me. As they were going off, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? What did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing are in royal palaces. Then why did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom was written, Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare the way for you. Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there will be none greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The Gospel of the Lord.
I'd like to welcome this evening the candidates and catechumens in RCIA this year, their sponsors, and possibly some family members as well who are here. We are going to do this evening something called the Rite of Acceptance. They've been preparing and learning a lot the last several weeks and months. And this year they kind of take a formal step into saying, I want to be Catholic. I want to take this step forward and begin this kind of proximate preparation time to be received this coming Easter. So we welcome all of you and we pray for you and we'll pray with you this evening. What gives you the most joy this time of year? Maybe it's the anticipation of presents under the Christmas tree. If that's not a reality anymore, maybe it's traveling to see family. Possibly it's the favorite food you prepare for Christmas Day. Or maybe it's Midnight Mass and the beauty of that liturgy and the church's liturgy. I remember well the feeling I had as a child when we went to bed on Christmas Eve night. That terrible excitement of what was to come. So consider this small bit of anticipation that you might have during this time of the year, for whatever it may be, this excitement, and multiply it by 1,000, or even more than that, and you will begin to understand the joy that the first disciples of Jesus had in the coming of Jesus, the thought of him coming again in glory. The people of the time of Isaiah, the prophet, they were waiting. It was a time of waiting, but with hope. They were experiencing, many of them, a great exile. For them, the coming of the Messiah meant real freedom and peace to their world of suffering. But in this time of exile, they also grew in their knowledge and love of God in a personal way. God was the way to freedom in the midst of bondage, in the midst of a time that certainly was a time where they knew no freedom, except only in God. Jesus will come again. This is the true purpose of this time of year, to prepare our mind and our hearts for the reality of Christ coming to us. We celebrate the great gift of the incarnation, the birth of Jesus, but we also look toward a promise of eternity. Jesus, come to save us. This is our prayer. Jesus speaks to us of John the Baptist in this gospel today, a messenger of God. He first says, though I am the Messiah, I am the one who Isaiah the prophet speaks about. I will cure the blind, the deaf, and the lame. I will bring salvation to the world. My messenger John the Baptist, he will prepare the way for me. He will make straight the path to Jesus Christ. So we have to follow John the Baptist. But what did we do to John? What did society do to the one who was proclaiming Jesus? We put him in prison and we beheaded him. Jesus, the Messiah, came, but what did we do to Jesus? We put him on the cross. The apostles of Jesus went and proclaimed this gospel of salvation. They proclaimed Jesus to the world, and what did we do to them? We martyred them. We put them to death, God's chosen messengers. And despite all of this, despite the suffering they'd endured, despite the suffering Christianity continues to endure throughout history, it endures. It is proclaimed. People come to believe in Jesus. The gospel is heard. God finds a way to proclaim this message of salvation, this message that Jesus is coming. He has come. He'll come again in glory. St. John of the Cross, if you've ever heard of him, a relatively modern saint, and wrote a lot of beautiful spiritual writings for the church. At one point, he became one of the leaders of the Carmelite order and wanted to bring about great reform. He wanted to reform the way things were being done within the religious order. He thought that things had gotten a little bit lackadaisical. There wasn't as much praying as there used to be. Maybe the faith of the brothers and sisters weren't as strong. He saw that there was a need for a reform. So he began to enact these reforms within his order. Guess what happened to him? He wasn't put to death, but the brothers of the order didn't like it. They didn't like the reforms he was doing, and they imprisoned him. They put him in a dungeon, and he was there for almost a year. During this time, he wrote a lot of beautiful things. He was able to engage in prayer, and he brought forth a lot of his most beautiful writings. While there, he wrote many words, and this is just a simple quote. Someone had written to him and said, "How could this happen to you? How could the brothers do this to you? How could your religion do this to you?" And he said, "Think nothing else but that God ordains all. And where there is no love, put love. And you will draw out love." Another way of saying this, Where Jesus is not, put Jesus there. Proclaim Jesus there. And this is our job. This is the job of the baptized. This is the job of the Christian. This is the job of those who have been called forth to bring Christ into the world. We have to proclaim this truth. Where there is no love, put love. Where Jesus is not found, bring Jesus there. Where has this terrible excitement gone in the world? Maybe we need to remind ourselves more of when we were young and we were anticipating that day of Christmas and we were excited. We were ready to receive all of those things. Tap into that anticipation. Because there in that place, Jesus calls us forth. Where has the anticipation gone as we turn toward the world? Sin and darkness and suffering. The things of the world that don't last. But even still, Jesus is coming. And this is the message of great joy. Who will go and tell the world? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.